in Uganda, across Africa, and even in your local neighborhoods, you might come across houses, walls, or plots of land boldly inscribed with the phrase "This land is not for sale." This seemingly straightforward statement carries a weight of cultural, historical, and economic significance, particularly in urban areas and regions recovering from conflict. A defense mechanism for prime urban land. In cities and towns, these words are often written on urban prime properties, old houses, shell structures, or perimeter walls of empty and often abandoned plots. These are high-value areas where fraudsters are most likely to exploit unattended land or structures, duping unsuspecting buyers into fake transactions. When you see such inscriptions, it's often a sign that the property has already been targeted multiple times by con artists. To safeguard their assets, owners resort to this visible warning as a defense mechanism. Protecting against fraud. At its core, the inscription is a powerful warning aimed at deterring fraudsters who target vulnerable properties. Con men often impersonate property owners or their agents, tricking buyers into parting with their hard-earned money for land they don't legally own. For property owners, writing "This land is not for sale" on walls is a preemptive strike, a means to protect both the land and potential buyers from exploitation. Land conflicts in northern Uganda. In northern Uganda, the phrase takes on deeper implications. This region has endured a tumultuous history, with residents displaced to internally displaced persons, IDP, camps during periods of conflict. Upon returning home, many discovered their land had been encroached upon or was being sold by intruders. Tensions over land ownership have skyrocketed as communities navigate disputes over boundaries, acquisitions by investors, and restrictions from forests and wildlife reserves. As documented by Lotta Meinert and Susan Reynolds White in their book "This Land is Not for Sale," land conflicts among neighbors and relatives have become alarmingly common. These disputes reflect broader struggles over identity, history, and survival. A cultural twist with a deeper meaning. While the phrase serves as a practical warning, it has also sparked humor and cultural commentary. A common joke interprets the inscription to mean that a person named Sale doesn't own the land. Beneath the humor, however, lies a stark reminder of the pervasive risks in real estate transactions and the need for vigilance. Lessons for buyers and owners. The widespread use of this phrase underscores the importance of due diligence in real estate dealings. Buyers should verify ownership documents, consult local authorities, and engage trusted professionals before making transactions. Similarly, property owners must take proactive measures to secure their land, particularly if it is unattended or located in areas prone to fraud. Conclusion: the phrase "This land is not for sale" is more than a warning, it's a symbol of resilience, a response to systemic challenges, and a reflection of the lengths people go to protect their property. Whether on an urban wall or a rural plot, these words tell a story of conflict, caution, and community. As you navigate the real estate landscape, remember the lessons behind these inscriptions: vigilance, transparency, and the enduring importance of safeguarding what's yours.